USA News Update. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will sit down with an interview with investigators from Special Counsel Jack Smith's office today. Smith is investigating presidential candidate Donald Trump's role, if any, on January 6th. Prosecutors also allege Trump, in a phone call, demanded Raffensperger find nearly 12,000 votes in the 2020 presidential election. The United States is announcing another $500 million weapons package for Ukraine. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced that it will be sending weapons, equipment, and armored vehicles to replenish those lost in battle. The news comes the same day as the Pentagon stressed that the United States played no role in recent mercenary rebellion actions against Russia that played out over the past weekend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.